Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In case you hadn't noticed, as of today, New York State now has an organ donation registry of consent. It replaces the registry of intent. What does that mean? Well, it turns out it was never enough to check off on your driver's license that you wanted to be a donor. Your family still had to consent. Well, apparently that is changing as of today. I am joined now by Elaine Berg, president and CEO of the New York Organ Donor Network, to talk about this change. Ms. Berg, welcome to WNYC. Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So what is the difference between consent and intent for these purposes?
Well, I would say it's a subtle but very important difference. I just want to clarify, you were talking about driver's license as opposed to registry, and I think that's a very important distinction as well. If a person signed their driver's license and had it witnessed by two people, it was a legal document. But we also have a computerized registry in New York State, which was a registry of intent. That was not a legal way to actually become a donor.
So people knew to go to this registry of intent. I mean, who knew about that? I didn't know about that.
Well, not enough people, apparently, Brian. And we therefore appreciate the opportunity to be on your show and talk about it.
Right. And clarify the driver's license thing. I mean, you know, I know a lot of people who've checked off the box, but I don't think I know anybody who got two witnesses around to watch it and sign to that effect.
Exactly. And that's really why the whole driver's license scenario, which was, you know, before computers, the only way to go, really wasn't a very effective mechanism to inform us that a person wanted to be a donor.
And does that change under the new law?
Well, right now, about a year ago in New York State, if you signed up through the Department of Motor Vehicles when you renew your license, if you checked that you wanted to be a donor, two things happened. One is that your name was sent up to the registry in an automatic way. And the second thing was when you got your license back, it actually says organ donor in front of it in a permanent way. So that would be the indication that you had signed up on the registry.
And so, and that was binding?
Well, it wasn't until today. And today, as of anyone who signs up as of today, it will be binding.
According to an article in today's Daily News, New York becomes the 44th state
right
to change to a registry of consent. So I guess there's a growing national consensus on this.
Absolutely. I think, you know, in the United States, we all like to have our personal autonomy respected. And there were a lot of bad feelings that someone could sign up to be a donor and yet their final wishes would not be necessarily respected
By their own loved ones.
By their own loved ones. And I have to tell you, Brian, this is not something that happened that frequently. You know, my staff are the people that talk to families at that very difficult time when their loved one has just died, and we talk to them about donation. If we went to the family with the information that their loved one wanted to be a donor, it was very rare that the family actually would override that person's wishes. So that's why I say it's a subtle but a very important change.
Okay, so if you still need witnesses, I'm looking at my own driver's license right now,
right,
where I have checked the box that says, I hereby make an anatomical gift to be effective upon my death of any needed organs or parts.
Mm-hmm.
So we now have probably about 80,000 witnesses.
Right, okay. You're in.
But not everybody has a radio show, so they have to make sure that that they get that in. But now you're saying they only have to check the box and it will happen. Were there certain circumstances under which family members tended to object?
You know, again, it happened very rarely, and I would say the few times that I'm aware of that it did happen, it was about religious objections. You know, which is a tough one to consider.
How many people are waiting for organs right now?
Well, in the United States, there are about 100,000 people on the waiting list, and about 8,500 to 9,000 of those are in New York State, and about 7,000 in the New York metropolitan area. And this is, you know, Brian, this is a disease with a cure. It's not cancer. The technology is there to save these people's lives. And 17 people die every day in the United States because there aren't enough donors. It's something that, you know, people like you and me don't have to go to medical school to save someone's life.
Yeah. Which organs are the most needed?
Kidneys are about two-thirds of the list. And that's really because people can stay alive for many years on dialysis while they're waiting. And the heart, you know, people on the heart transplant list or the liver transplant list, unfortunately, don't have a medical option. And if they don't get their organ, unfortunately, they die.
If you have a question, listeners, or a comment about organ donation and the way the law changes in New York State today, you can give us a call at 646-778-3729 for Elaine Berg, President and CEO of the New York Organ Donor Network, 646-778-3729. People are complaining about our mnemonic 646 Spud Ray, so I'm not going to say it anymore. 646-778-3729, our temporary phone number, or if it's easier to remember and dial it up this way, 646 Spud Ray, to talk to Elaine Berg this morning. I'm going to read an email, a comment that somebody posted about that mnemonic later in the show. But people can select individual organs, right? So, I'm looking at my driver's license. I hereby make an anatomical gift to be effective upon my death of A, any needed organs or parts, which we refer to, or B, the following body parts, and then you can write them in.
Right.
Are there common ones that people include or omit, and would that also tend to be for religious purposes?
Well, we'll have more information on that once this new registry is implemented, because in fact, the law that created the Registry of Consent also requires the State Department of Health, when you sign up on the electronic registry, you will get a letter from the Department of Health saying which particular organs do you want to donate. Now, again, you know, the driver's license is a manual system, and the reality is we, who are the people that actually recover the organs and get them transplanted, rarely even see those driver's licenses. I mean, I think you know, Brian, when you get admitted to the hospital, the first thing they do is, of course, find out if you have health insurance, and the second thing is they take all your valuables and they lock them up. So that's why the registry.
They take your belt, your shoelaces. I'm kidding.
Yeah, exactly, and your wallet, you know, which where your driver's license or donor card is. So that's why the registry. It's so important to differentiate the registry from the, you know, manual driver's license, because we have, and it's just the organ procurement organizations and the Department of Health and the tissue banks are the only people that have 24/7 access to that registry. So when someone dies in the hospital, the first thing we do is we look up their name and see if they're on that registry. So we have access to that, as opposed to that driver's license that's been locked up in the safe at the hospital.
And look at all these people, Elaine, who want to talk about organ donation.
Oh,
did
yay.
You have an idea that you would light up the board like this?
Well, you know, in my youth, they told me I did, but
not like that. And if you can't get in on the phone and you still want to ask a question or post a comment, our comments page is always open at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Angie is it Greenbrook?
Greenbrook, New Jersey.
Oh, Greenbrook. Hi.
Center of the universe.
Of course.
Of course. When you say anatomical gift, do you mean that the organ would only be used for transplant? Because I don't want to be hacked up by a med student.
Well, again, in the new registry, you will be able to exactly designate whether you want your organs only for transplant, for research, for both, and exactly which organs you would like to have transplanted.
And do you know how what the laws in New Jersey are, or how I can find that out just online? Or
I don't know all the specifics of the New Jersey laws, but you can call the Sharing Network, which is our counterpart in New Jersey.
Okay.
And you will discover, Angie, that Greenbrick is not actually the center of the universe. It is a remote office in the middle of Trenton.
I'm glad you straightened me somewhere. Out there. Thank you.
But, Angie, if you don't mind my asking, what's the difference to you whether your organs, if you're willing to donate them, get used for a transplant or, as you delicately put it, hacked up by a medical student?
Well, I feel strongly that I would like my organs recycled for use in a live person so that person can have the same function that I was able to enjoy. But for some reason, I don't want to be used for study. I feel like that could be done, you know, via computers and books and things. And mm-hmm. I there's nothing wrong with that, but mm-hmm. I personally don't feel comfortable
okay.
having
okay. Thank
that
you.
Use on there.
Thanks very much.
Thanks for answering the question.
Thank you very much.
Good
it helps.
Subject.
Helps, but thank you. And it helps even that, you know, that distinction, Elaine, I think helps people just kind of ask the right questions of themselves to clarify where they are and where they aren't on this so they can make whatever decision and then express it.
I totally agree. I think it's a real step forward.
Dan in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Dan.
Hey, how's it going today? How's
all right.
everyone?
Good.
I'd like to start off by saying I used to work for the Organ Donor Network, and they do great work. It helped me get through college, and the reason why I went there is because I had two family members whose lives were saved by organ donation, and they're really unsung heroes. I worked on the tissue team, and I think it's real important to make a distinction between organs and any other body part. The reason why I say that is because organs definitely save lives, but a lot of the work that the Organ Donor Network does is non-essential, sometimes even cosmetic tissue donations. And, you know, I think the guests should really make that distinction because a lot of the work, a lot of the donations that people think they're making are going to do knee replacements. I've had a friend who's in a knee replacement. And quite frankly, I don't want to be macabre about it, but the human body, if all of the donor tissues and organs and bones are donated, mm-hmm. it's worth in the six figures. And so we get really blinded by the organ donation, but there's skin, there's bones, there's
right.
ligaments, there's a whole lot of other things.
Right, so it's organ, and all other kinds of tissue and bones and ligaments and stuff, as he says, Elaine. He's right, yes?
Yes, and thank you, Dan, for making that distinction. I will say, however, yes, organs are, you know, the things we always think about.
And
the
so
kidney,
again, the
heart, liver.
Right, and the check on the driver's license covers all of that?
Well, again, on the new registry, you will be able to very clear, it's a checkoff. You will designate exactly what you want to donate, whether you want to donate your heart, your eyes, your skin, your tissues, and so on. It'll be, or all of the above, it'll be pretty distinct. And at the back of your driver's license really doesn't give you the opportunity to, mm-hmm. you know, to really specify exactly what you want to donate, except in a very broad way. But, you know, I just want to actually clarify something that Dan said. We at the New York Organ Donor Network, we do recover tissues, which are skin and bone and eyes and, you know, ligaments and things like that. We are absolutely not for profit. And if there's a not-for-profit tissue bank that we can work with, we always go for the not-for-profit tissue bank. We do not recover tissues for cosmetic purposes. There are other areas in the country where that is done, but we do not do that in New York.
Okay. Mike in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi. There's two types of organ donation. One sounds great to me, and the other scares me. The first is the one where after someone has died, you check it out and you see they were willing to donate organs, and then you do that. The other one is before they die, when they come into the hospital gravely ill, all the doctors know that these people are willing to donate organs, and I don't trust those doctors. I have no faith that they will not, let's say, not do everything they could to help me stay alive because, you know, someone needs one of my organs. I don't trust them, and I don't think a lot of other people do either.
I'm really glad that you called, Mike, because I think a lot of people have that fear. And, Elaine, can you say that doctors with people who are close to death or potentially close to death don't actually start to weigh the pros and cons, the ethical pros and cons, and don't always err on the side of saving the person on the table?
I am also also so glad you asked that question, because you're right, Brian. This is a huge myth. Let me shortly tell you how it works. When a person comes into the hospital, as you said, Brian, everything is done to save that person's life. None of the team, no one on that life-saving team in the emergency room, in the critical care unit, knows that the person wanted to be a donor or, frankly, cares that the person wanted to be a donor. Their focus is on saving that person's life.
That's in the emergency room, right?
In the emergency room.
What about
and
later?
In the ICU.
What, later?
Even later, in the intensive care unit, no matter where that person is, the hospital staff is focused on saving that person's life. The way it works is once that person is about to be declared dead, you know, once all hope is gone, the hospital will call us, and we actually will go to the hospital in the case of an organ donor and talk to the, you know, medical staff, look at the chart, because the other thing that many people don't know is that only 1.5% of all hospital deaths are even eligible to be organ donors from a clinical standpoint. Even if all of us signed up to be donors, only 1.5% of us could ever be organ donors. So my staff does a really thorough job in clinical screening and making sure that this patient is even eligible to be a donor.
Happens once in a while, though, doesn't it? My producer was reading about an overzealous doctor in California. I don't know if you know that case.
Yes, I sure do know that case. I have to say, you know, and I'm going to be a little bit Pollyannish about this, but, you know, I believe that that case proves that the system works, because that doctor was an anomaly. And, you know,
how do you know?
Well, you know, we do know, because we are there. My staff is there. And our counterparts in California were the ones that were horrified at what this doctor was saying, and actually, with the hospital staff, blew the whistle.
We're going to have to leave it there. Just tell people how they can access this registry.
Okay. Well, you can go to the New York State Department of Health website, which has a very long address. But if you just go New York State DOH, you'll get to the website at the Department of Health. Or you can go to our website also, which is donatelifeny.org. And we'll get you all the information you want. And, I mean, I can spend the next 5 hours talking to your people offline if you want me to. This is really, obviously, it's what we do, and it's such an important message, I think, to get out, Brian, the registry,
right.
Computerized registry in New York State. You know, finally we have one that we can trust that when we register to be donors that our wishes will really be upheld.
Well, if you want to continue responding to people, check out our comments page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. People will continue to post there as we end this segment. And I want to thank Elaine Berg, the president and CEO of the New York Organ Donor Network. As the law does change in New York State as of today to make it easier to make a binding donation of your organs. And like I said, Elaine, everything of mine, the heart, the lungs, the knee ligaments, the unwrinkled skin, it's all yours in 100 years.
Absolutely.
You just got to wait 100 years, okay?
I'll be around.
Thanks for coming on
with
us.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We will unveil the bundlers to the Obama and McCain campaigns in a minute. Stay with us.